Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Proud that women have been robbed of a fundamental freedom? Proud that young women today have fewer rights than their mothers and grandmothers? How dare he!
Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off a tour marking the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade in Wisconsin, pointing to former President Donald Trump, saying he's proud of nominating Supreme Court justices who drastically limited reproductive rights. Democrats hope to build on voter anger, even in red states, that Roe has been overturned. As New Hampshire votes in the first presidential primary, new legislation aims to better protect election workers there. Democratic State Representative Ellen Reed says HB 1364 makes it illegal to post election workers' personal information online with the intent to threaten them.
We want them to know that we have their backs, that they feel safe and supported in those roles as they go about very important official duties.
A recent nationwide survey found an average of one or more local election officials have left office every day since 2020 due to harassment and threats. Over the weekend, TV host Judith Scheinlin, commonly known as Judge Judy, was in New Hampshire stumping for Nikki Haley. She calls the Republican candidate a star.
We've already seen what these two presidencies look like. It's time for Nikki Haley. This is her moment.
Scheinlin, who's 81 years old, says if she needs a nap in the middle of the day, it's likely President Joe Biden does as well. Haley has criticized the mental fitness of both Biden and Trump. In 2 weeks, Nevada voters will voice their views in a presidential preference primary. Deputy Secretary of State Mark Valation says the PPP can be thought of as a closed primary, only for the two major parties to decide their preferred candidates ahead of a vote open to everyone this summer.
But the June primary will essentially have everybody else. I think that's a very important distinction.
Both parties chose candidates by caucus until 2021. The new system goes along with the Democratic Party's move to have Nevada and South Carolina go early. The state's GOP caucus takes place February 8th. One of Donald Trump's former lawyers, Joe Tacopina, tells MSNBC that it's absolutely possible the former president will be convicted in one of his federal criminal cases.
Do I think there's a political bent to some of this, some of the way this was gone about? Yes, I do. Do I think these cases are invalid cases? Look, a grand jury voted to indict, and he's going to have to face a jury in Washington, D.C.
Four grand jury.
Yeah, four.
Finally, the U.S. Supreme Court just gave President Biden a victory. It ruled that pending final court action, Border Patrol agents can remove deadly razor wire deployed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott along the southern border. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.